Hello, my friends. Welcome to another Follow Him Favorites. John and I are sharing a single story to go with each week's lesson. John, we're in Enos, Jerem, Omni, Words of Mormon. Tell me a story.
Oh, it's hard to choose something, but I love the story of Enos, especially the order in which he prays for things. He loses all interest in hunting. He says, I prayed for mine own soul. My soul hungered. And then as he hears, the Lord says, thy sins are forgiven. How is it done? Because of thy faith in Christ. And then he says, I began to feel a desire for the welfare of my brethren. And he prays for them. And then he says, I prayed with many long strugglings for my brethren, the Lamanites. So it goes from himself to his brothers to the Lamanites, even the enemies at some times. And then he prays for the records. And I just think that progression teaches us something, you know, and it reminds me of one time I was at a youth conference, and I remember there was a backstory going on, which one of the leaders shared. There was a rift with the youth in this particular ward or stake. I can't remember which. It was a problem. We had a really good youth conference, and this young sister got up, probably 15 or 16 years old, and I will never forget this, Hank. She got up in the testimony meeting, and she said, you guys, we've been talking about Zion in seminary, and it sounds to me like we're supposed to be friends. And the most wonderful spirit came into that meeting. She got teary, and people in the audience put their heads down. And then one after another, these kids started coming up, and they started saying, if I've offended anybody, I'm really sorry. And that became the whole thing. If I've offended anybody, I'm sorry. And there was this very Zion type, one heart, one mind feeling that just entered that room. It was exactly what happened to Enos. Suddenly there were no enemies, just my brethren, and we were all brothers and sisters. And somehow they realized it isn't us versus you. This is the adversary versus all of us. And we have got to be friends. And they did it. I used to love those youth testimony meetings when things like that would happen.
I think we're supposed to be friends.
I think we're supposed to be friends. And it was beautiful. And I thought, wow, that's what happened to Enos. Suddenly there were no enemies. It's my brother and the Lamanites. And preserve the records in the latter days so people can read this. And I bet you've had that happen to you too.
Yeah, absolutely. What a difference one brave teenage girl can make to an entire stake, sounds like.
Yeah. Took some courage, but she said it and it changed the whole spirit of the whole youth conference, really. It was healing. It was awesome. I still remember her getting up. It sounds to me like we're supposed to be friends.
Man, I love it. I love it. We hope you'll join us on our full podcast. It's called Follow Him. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. And these small little books of the Book of Mormon, we're with Dr. Garrett Dirkmott, and he is quite a guy. He is brilliant and he is funny. So come join us on our full podcast and then come back here next week. We'll do another Follow Him Favorites.